Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and with me to talk about the wolves and their important contribution to our ecosystem is Craig Miller, Senior Southwest Representative, Defenders of Wildlife. Craig, so great to connect again. And I have one question. Why wolves?
Thanks, Gina. As we approach decisions on recovering wolves across North America, it's more important now than ever that we confront the ignorance, misinformation, and hatred of those who seek to, once again, demonize the wolf. Whether we like it or not, we've assumed the responsibility for determining which forms of life will continue to survive on this planet, and that requires the thoughtful consideration of facts. The facts are gray wolves have been coexisting with elk and other native wildlife for well over 10,000 years. Most of the problems you hear about actually stem from people. We are the primary cause of habitat degradation through forest mismanagement, urbanization of wildlands, poor livestock grazing practices, etc., etc. The truth is, wolves play a vital role in balancing nature. They always have, and they're really good at it. By helping us to restore and maintain healthy ecosystems, wolves can actually offset many of the undesirable effects of our poor land management. Without wolves, the effects of bad management get worse and ecosystems can go haywire. For example, when wolves were killed off in Yellowstone, populations of native ungulates, elk, and moose ballooned five times their normal size and demolished woody vegetation where birds were nesting. As a result, several bird species were eliminated. In contrast, when the wolves are around, scavengers and other wildlife thrive by helping themselves to the wolves' leftovers. Ravens, bald eagles, golden eagles, foxes, cougars, black bear, owls, several hundred species of beetles all benefit from wolf kills. Wolves scatter their carrion across the landscape, and this is good for the soil because it dramatically enhances levels of nitrogen and other nutrients. Those benefits go on and on. Elk in wolf-occupied areas are less likely to overgraze near rivers and streams, damaging fragile ecosystems. Wolves are a great conduit for connecting to nature. They're important for emotional and spiritual renewal, recreation, reconnecting with natural systems. If we foster and nurture our relationship with nature, our connection between our actions and the planet become clearer. This includes thinking about where our food comes from and helps us to make choices to put us on a more restorative path. Right or wrong, good or bad, wolves cause us to examine our values and attitudes and to think deeply about how we interact with one another. This is an important test of our wisdom and good intentions. Wolves are a force of good. By presenting us with an opportunity to learn how to work better together, to resolve the very real differences between urban and rural communities, they are helping us find our own path to recovery and sustainability.
How to connect with Craig if you want to support their amazing organization or learn more, defenders.org. And you can check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And we'd love you to check us out at mrsgreensworld.com. Craig, we will be in touch and we will have you back. Take care of those wolves.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.